Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. In the fall, when it was time to slaughter the pigs on a North Florida farm, the whole family pitched in, even young children. Melba Campbell, now of Indian River County, was a tot on her family's farm near Perry in the early 1940s.
We used every bit of the pig except the snout. We had liver and light stew. The lights are the lungs.
The lungs of the pig?
Yes, they're nice and spongy, and they absorb the broth that they're cooked in.
So it's called lights and liver stew. That's the pork liver?
Yes. As far as I was concerned, the liver wasn't as good when it was boiled like that, but the lights were very, very good.
Lights, like L-I-G-H-T-S?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You were telling me you also cut the pig's ears in little pieces.
You boil the entire head, and then you chop the ears into little pieces. You picked all the meat off the head, and it all went together, kind of congealed into gelled meat that you could use, like, for sandwiches, and it was called souse, S-O-U-S-E, or hogshead cheese.
And you were telling me you can still buy that.
Publix carries it.
Do you buy it?
I have. It's not as good as what we used to make, but it's tasty. We had pickle pig feet. Every part that you could smoke, we smoked. Then we canned or jarred some of the other meat that we boiled and cooked so that you could open it and use it for a stew. We always had plenty to eat, that's for sure.
Melba later became a registered nurse. She and her late husband, Butch Campbell, an Eastern Airlines captain, raised their two sons in Indian River County. They taught the boys to shoot with the rule they had to eat whatever they shot. There were a couple of exceptions.
I did let them get by with killing possum and coon because I have eaten possum and coon, and I didn't particularly care for it. I didn't want to cook coon in my house. We did eat armadillos, and it was very good. It tastes like pork. The armadillo is very bony, but you can cut off these small pieces, and it's very tender, very good, nice and crispy if you flour it, salt and pepper, and fry it like you do fried chicken.
A relative of yours was ill, didn't want to start cooking again, so you and your boys, took him some fried food.
He thought it was delicious. The boys couldn't wait until he had finished eating, and then they let him know what it was, and he decided after that he could cook his own meals.
Because it was armadillo.
Yes, it was.
Melba says farm life was a good way to grow up.
There's no pretense when you're on a farm. It encouraged you to respect the things that God has given us.
Would you be able to live off the land now, Melba?
I'm getting a little too old to live off the land now. I don't have the energy for the garden that I used to, but I could do as my dad did in his later years. You can grow beautiful peppers and onions and tomatoes in pots. I think working with farm animals and growing things, you learn patience. I think it helped me with the nursing, with the slaughtering of animals that we used for food. I learned body parts quite well, and I wasn't afraid to see blood, and I wasn't afraid to see messy things. So I think that was a help.
Have you had hogshead cheese lately, Melba?
I haven't lately. It'll probably be a while till I get some.
Melba Campbell's home sits amid pines and pasture land southwest of Vero Beach. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Deep down.